206 here on Kaint Radio Afternoons with Aaron, and we've not had a chance to get this guy on for a while, so I'm glad he was able to be with us today, and he's feeling better. John Millay, media specialist at the Minnesota State High School League. If there's something going on with the high school sports around the state of Minnesota, this guy knows it. John, a good afternoon. Glad you're feeling better, and thank you so much for the time.
Hey, Aaron, it's always great to talk to you. I know we tried to do this last week, and I was under COVID quarantine. That ended yesterday, and I tested negative last night for the first time, and I don't know, it's been 12 days. So, yeah, COVID is no fun. I took it seriously even before I got it, but holy mackerel, it slapped me in the face pretty good, but I'm glad to be back up and around. I didn't leave my house for 10 days other than walking the dog down the street. That gets boring, but, I'm fine now, and it's great to be talking to you.
Well, I'm glad you're feeling better, and it's always nice for anyone that's gone through COVID. I have, and when you get to that day where you can finally be, you know, free, you can break the walls of your home and actually go somewhere, it's a pretty good feeling.
Yeah, it is. The timing was terrible. I tested positive. I hadn't felt right during the next to last week of state tournaments, you know, state softball, golf, and track. I thought I had a cold coming on. And then Sunday morning, a week ago Sunday on the 12th, I tested positive. And which also was my wife and I, that was our wedding anniversary.
Aww.
And we had planned a little quick jaunt up to the North Shore for a couple days in time to get back for state baseball and lacrosse and everything else going on. And so I missed all of last week's state tournaments. I watched a lot of it online. If it had held off for a week, we would have had our anniversary trip, and I would have been able to make it to those tournaments, especially those baseball championship games at Target Field. That's always a great day. But the game, you know, I'm very non-essential, as it turns out. No news to me. I am non-essential personnel. Because those things happened, everybody had a great time, and it was my loss to not be there. But I sure didn't want to pass this virus on to anybody else.
No.
So there was no way I was gonna show up.
John Millay, Minnesota State High School League, with us. And John, you did get a chance to experience, you said, the state softball tournament, which is one of my favorites. I was down there for an evening broadcasting some games online on prepspotlight.tv. And there's just something about Caswell Park and having four games right there and then two on the other complex that you can walk to. I think it's one of the best venues. And for me, it's one of my favorite state tournaments to go cover.
I agree, you know, and I've been with the high school league for more than 12 years now, and before that, almost 20 years at the Star Tribune. And at the newspaper, I never covered state softball. I'm a track guy. I really love track, and I said, I'm going to cover the state track meet and focus on that, and then somebody else could cover softball. So my first year with the high school league in 2010, I went down to softball for the first time. And now you can't keep me away. COVID could have kept me away, but I was able to get there the first day. And it's a blast. You're right. There's no complex like that in the state. I know people in the metro get kind of whiny about it. How come that one's not in the metro like the other tournaments? Well, because we don't have a facility like that. There are certainly multi-field facilities, but you don't have the parking. You don't have the ease of access right off the highway there. You don't have the concessions. That place is so well equipped for this, and the grounds crew, you know, they do amazing things. I don't think they were too occupied this year because the weather was so great, but I've been down there when there's just been torrential rains, you know, in the middle of a tournament, and you think, boy, well, there's no way we can play again today, and then about 2 hours later the sky's clear, the crew gets out there, and all that water that was standing water on those fields is gone. And play ball. It's phenomenal. Yeah, you're right. That state softball tournament is really special.
Now, John, you mentioned state track and field because, again, you're a big track and field guy. We've talked about that before. Did you get to that? You got a chance to attend that?
I did. That first day of softball, that Thursday of 2 weeks ago, I was at softball in the morning and then made it up to St. Michael Albertville for the second section of track, which started at 4 o'clock. And then I was at track the next day, Friday, and then there were two sessions each day over 3 days. And then I think the COVID coming on. In fact, I had tested negative that Friday night of the second day of the state track meet. I just thought I bet we had some at-home tests. I took one. It was negative. I said, okay, I'm not going to worry about that. And then the next day I was really dragging at track. I was there for the first session, the Class 2A championship round. And then there's a three-hour break before the second session, which that night was the 3A championship. And I just drove home. You know, I live about an hour from St. Michael. I didn't feel well enough to stay. And I watched all the 3A events online and did not feel well at all. And then the next morning felt much worse, took a test, positive. You know the rest of the story. But, yeah, I was able to be at track at least partially all 3 days.
John Millay, media specialist, Minnesota State High School League, joining us. And, John, now I know you had brought up a story, and my memory is pretty shaky at times, but there was a young man, was it a pole vault record that you said you wanted to make sure you were there at the estate tournament? Refresh me about that story and let us know how the guy did.
Yeah, Jared White from Pine Island last year and it's a 1A school. This was a small school down there in southern Minnesota. Last year, he cleared 16 feet at the section meet. And then I think he went 15.9 at the state meet last year as a junior. The state record at the time was 16.1¾. So he had gone 16 feet. So I kind of tracked him. I went to four or five meets that Pine Island was at this year on the chance Jared was going to break that record. Well, he did break the record again at the section meet at Triton. But of course, my timing was off. I was at a baseball game 2.5 hours away and watching that night. So by the time it's one of those 2 day section meets, and I had been told he would be pole vaulting on the second day. Well, he ended up doing. They had the boys pole vault on the first day. Just a little glitch there, but I knew he was pole vaulting, and I'm having a great time at this baseball game. It's this great ballpark in Watkins section game. And as I'm driving home, it's about an hour and a half drive home. I get a text, and I see it from Lisa Miner and Schutte, the athletic director at Pine Island, who I know well. And I thought, oh, geez, he must have broken the record. So I pull over, I read the text. He had jumped 15.9, and now he was setting the bar at 16.2. This was the update. So if he can clear 16.2, that's the new state record. So I texted her back, awesome, keep me posted, get back in the car, drive another half hour. You know, now I get a text. He did it. He went 16.2, new state record. Pull over again. I said, get me that young man's cell phone number. When I get home in about an hour, I want to talk to him. And Lisa sent me video of the vault. It was awesome. And ended up talking to Jared that night and Matt Northrup, the head track coach at Pine Island, and did a story. And high school kids, they're so great. You know, about a half hour later, I'd posted the story with some fresh quotes from Jared. I had pictures of him I had taken earlier in the year from a couple of meets. I posted one or two of those. I get a text from Jared White, who, you know, the freshly minted state record and the record holder in the pole vault, telling me, thank you for the phone call in the interview, John. I'll see you at state. So, and at state, he didn't have quite as much luck. He did go 16 even at state, which set a state track meet record. But his state all-time boys pole vault state record now, 16.2, and he's off to North Dakota State to begin his college track career. And a great young man. I got to know his parents a little bit, and lots of folks from Pine Island. So, yeah, that was kind of fun. And just almost every track season, it's such a unique sport. There's always going to be some kids who are on the cusp of state records. And I've lost count of how many state records I've seen with my own eyes when they were set, because I try to focus on these kids. This was a fail on my part to not be there when he broke it. But Jared White from Pine Island, a great story.
John Millay here on Kate Radio at 216. And John, I want to talk about a topic that I tried to break down on the press release. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. The Minnesota State High School League had a meeting, and I know they talked about shot clocks, but one of the big topics that came out of that was the NIL. The name image and likeness. And my understanding is now under, again, a lot of guidelines, there's a lot of restrictions, just yep. like college athletes, high school athletes here in the state of Minnesota can make some money off their name, right. image, and likeness.
Yeah, and, you know, if whether the high school league had a policy on that or not, it was going to happen, and it's already happened. We've got a few high school athletes in the state who already have signed agreements with corporations or whatever, and our policy, it's pretty much like the NCAA's. I haven't broken down the NCAA's, but basically it says if the car dealership in town X wants to have the, you know, one of the best athletes at the high school do ads in the weekly paper or whatever, do radio ads, they can do that. The car dealer can pay those kids, but the kids can't be identified as being from any school. They can't be wearing any uniform. They can't be wearing anything that identifies them as a high school athlete. Basically, it's their personality is what they're agreeing the businesses can use. And this is a national thing. Every state in the country is going to have a policy like this for high school athletes because so many things trickle down from the college level. You know, you mentioned the shot clock. That certainly came down from the college level and the NBA and WNBA. So it was kind of just, let's get ahead of this. Let's have a policy because people in our office who deal with eligibility questions, they were hearing from athletic directors, hey, we've got a situation. We've got a student, you know, a high-level athlete who has the opportunity to be on a billboard or whatever it is. What do we do? And the last thing the high school league wants to do is have kids be ineligible because they don't know the rules or athletic directors aren't sure. So, yeah, the policy's out there. Every school in the state has it in their hands now. So let's just hope, you know, everything goes as it should. The last at this board of directors meeting, somebody said the last thing we want to do is have kids not be eligible because they didn't know the rules, whether it's name, image, likeness or chemical abuse or, you know, what grades, whatever it is. We got to make this clear. So that's what that was about. And we're going to see more of that. And I almost my thought has been this may be more of an outstate deal than a metro deal. Because, you know, in a smaller town, these high school athletes, everybody knows who they are. You
That's
know,
true.
Most people
yep.
know, might know them personally. And like I said, if the car dealer in town wants to have ads in the weekly paper with the high school athlete, they can do that. They can pay the athlete. I mean, it's not going to be millions of dollars. But now there's a basically a method and a policy where that can be done. And all those things should have eyeballs on them from the school athletic director. And I'm sure they will. So it's a new thing, and we're just going to have to get used to it. It's the way of the world now.
John Millay, Minnesota State High School League media specialist, joining us. And I just want to make sure that I understand this, because if somebody asked me exactly about the NIL, so let's say Aaron Worm plays football for Albert Lea, and I'm doing an ad. I can't say Albert Lea, correct? I can't say I'm a member of the football team.
You can't be identified as a representative of your high school.
Can I say what sport I play for?
Can't wear a uniform. You know, you just have to be called. Here's Aaron Worm for Bob's auto body shop.
So I can't say Aaron Worm football player.
Right. I don't know if that's. I'd have to look at the actual wording of the policy.
Okay.
You could. I assume you could say Aaron Worm football player.
Gotcha.
But I don't think you can say Aaron Worm, Albert Lea High School football.
Gotcha.
I think
okay.
That's the way I understand it. Again, I'm no expert at anything. That's my understanding.
No, I was just curious because, you know, if we run into it, you know, down here in Albert Lea, because you mentioned in the smaller towns that cover a lot of sports on a daily basis. And yeah, there's a lot of athletes in Albert Lea High School that people know them. They know them by name. And if they wanted to cut a commercial and saying, you know, I'm John Smith. I wrestle. And I suppose as long as they're not using the school or that they're part of the Minnesota State High School League, then I suppose everything's cool.
Right. Okay. And, you know, there are radio stations around the state. I don't know if you guys do this where if they're going to have a sports talk show. I know a station in Rochester at least used to do this. As they're going in and out of commercial, they'll have the voices of local high school athletes saying, yeah. I'm Joe Johnson from Rochester Century High School, and you're listening to WXYZ in Rochester. You know, Now, now those kids can be paid for that, but they can't be identified by the school they attend. So we'll see what happens with things like that. That one, I hadn't realized that until we were just talking now, that I have heard, you know, basically kids like to hear themselves on the radio, mom and dad get excited, yep. but they've never been able to make, you know, $20 off that. And now I assume they can, but they can't be identified by where they go to school.
John, before I let you go, I just want to get your thoughts on the estate baseball tournament as the spring season wrapped up. Any great stories out of the state high school league state baseball tournament? Of course, we are following some of the smaller schools, Randolph beating Hayfield, Mankato West coming back but losing to Benilde St. Margaret's. Any stories that you found interesting out of the baseball tournament?
Yeah, two things that I know I would have written about had I been at Target Field were the Class A game between Hayfield and Randolph, two teams in the same conference, the Gopher Conference. But that doesn't happen that often. Maybe with the big schools, it might have more of a chance because there are not so many big schools. But that was really neat. And then that 2A, just the matchup between Roseau and Fairmont.
Yeah.
It's hard to be farther apart than that. One's 10 miles from Canada, one's 6 miles from Iowa. And it's always amazing to me that to see these northern schools, especially in the spring sports like baseball, softball, golf, really do well because their season, I don't know the exact date for when they got outside in Fairmont and when they got outside in Roseau, but they're weeks apart, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely.
So, yeah, and I was talking to somebody in Roseau earlier in the spring, and everybody down here in the metro and obviously south, the fields were dry, everybody was outside, and they couldn't use their varsity baseball field because the ground was still frozen, and once then they got to get the thaw out of the ground, and that takes a while. And just to see a team like Roseau get that far, get to the state championship game, and they were 19. I think they finished their season 19-7, and they didn't even play their full slate of regular season games. But you'd have more than that. And to see that, get to Target Field, they did not win. Fairmont came away with the win. Just a great story there. But to see that kind of a matchup in a spring sport is really unique.
Anytime you hear Roseau, you assume you're talking hockey. So to have them associated with something different, yeah, that was a great story. And again, Fairmont won. So we are happy here in southern Minnesota. Nothing against the guys from up north.
That's right. That's right. No, this was a great year for southern Minnesota high school sports. You know, Section 1 down there is just phenomenal in all classes. I went to the Section 1 softball championship games in Austin at Todd Park this year for the first time. I should have been going every year for 20 years. It's kind of like the state softball tournament. You know, they've got four fields and four section championship games starting at the exact same time. It's really special. You know, they play one anthem. Everybody turns around, looks at the flag that's located between the four fields, and really fun, big crowds, excitement. And this has been a great year for southern Minnesota sports. Just so much great stuff.
John Millay, media specialist, Minnesota State High School League, joining us here at 225. John, thank you so much for the time. I hope you get some time to relax this summer because we know how quick summer goes. And before you know it, we're talking cross country and tennis and volleyball and football. We know the summer goes really fast. So I hope we get some time to just relax, and we'll talk again soon.
You bet. I think the date is August 15th, the start of fall practice. Not that I'm looking ahead or anything, but
less than two months.
Some vacation time in. My wife and I will do some traveling this summer, and you're right, it goes quickly. But there's that great feeling. My wife, she knows I'm getting antsy as we start into August. She says, "You're getting excited for sports, aren't you?" I said, "You bet I am. I can't wait to get going again." But you're right. We do need the summer to kind of relax and rewind. So I'm going to take advantage of that.
Less than 2 months to go. Hard to believe. August 15th, all the fun starts up again. John Millay with the Minnesota State High School League. Thank you, my friend. I'm glad you're feeling better, and we'll do it again soon.
You bet, Aaron. Anytime. Great to chat with you. Thanks for everything you do.